Eugene Smallberger would like to declare this meeting open at 5:32. I would like to begin to acknowledge the Wilman people as the traditional custodians of the land we are meeting on today and pay respects to elders, past and present, as well as the continuation of cultural, spiritual and educational practices of Aboriginal people. To ensure clarity and effective communication, please turn on your mic when you are called to speak on. Attendance, everyone is in attendance. We've got application for leave of absence. Can I get a mover to read the item? Councillor Carrots, seconder, Councillor McPherson. That council approved the leave of absence for Councillor Paul Kessler on 26 August 26. A vote, anyone for? Carried 7-0. We don't have any public in the room tonight. Confirmation of minutes. Can I get a mover to read the item? Councillor Kessler, seconder Councillor Van Heerden. That the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, 24 June 26, be confirmed as pre-recording of proceedings. Anyone want to speak to this item? Put it to a vote. All for? Carried 7-0. Item 2, can you get a mover for that? Councillor Carrots, seconder Councillor Kessler, that the minutes of the special council meeting held on Wednesday, 8 July 26, be confirmation of true record of proceedings. Anyone want to speak to that? To a vote, all for? Carried 7-0. Item 9.1, Development and Community Services, Boddington Community Markets, Facility Hire Waiver Request. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Kessler, seconder, Councillor McPherson. That Council approves the Boddington Community Markets request to waive facility hire fees in relation to the use of the Boddington Old School Oval for the value of $2,100 commencing in July 26 and ending in June 29. Anyone wants to speak to the item? Put it to a vote. All for? Carried 7-0. Item 9.1.2, request for amend development condition 8, extractive industry, lot 4579, number 9104 Albany Highway, Crossman. Can I get a mover and a seconder to read the item? Councillor Kessler, Councillor Carrots. There's a few items here. That item 1, amend condition 8 of development approval for industry extractive on lot 4579 on deposited plan 224816. Albany Highway, Crossman, persuasion schedule 2, part 9, clause 774 of the planning development regulations. That the applicant shall limit extraction of an area of 2 acres at all time be changed to the applicant shall limit extraction to an area of 6 hectares at any time. Advise the applicants that other development conditions and advice set out in the Council's resolution of 22 April 26 continue to apply. Advise the applicant or owner that if they are aggrieved by the determination, there is a right of review by the State Administrative Tribunal in accordance to the Planning and Development Act 2005, Part 14. Applicant must be made within 28 days of the determination. Would anyone like to speak to the item? Can we put a vote on it? All for? Carried 7-0. Item 9.2.1, adoption of Council Plan 26 to 2036. Can I get a mover and a seconder? Councillor Riley, Councillor Kessler. That Council endorses the Shire of Boddington Council Plan 26 to 36 as contained in Attachment 9.2.1A. Anyone wants to speak to the item? Put it to a vote, all for. Carried 7-0. Item 9.2.2, Murradong Wind Farm Transmission Alignment. Can I get a mover and a seconder for this? Councillor McPherson, seconder Councillor Kessler. The Council supports Quenda Wind Farm Power and Wind with Purpose undertaking further technical, environmental and tenure investigations into the use of parts of the former Boddington Railway Corridor as a potential transmission alignment for the Murradong Wind Farm. Notes that this support is limited to further investigation of the former railway corridor as a potential transmission alignment and does not constitute support for the Murradong Wind Farm, development approval, tenure approval, consent to construct infrastructure, consent to clear vegetation or agreement to any commercial, financial or maintenance arrangement. Notes that the use of the former railway corridor may provide a better environmental outcome than a new alignment through intact bushland, subject to detailed environmental assessment and all required approvals. Advises that the proponents that any future proposal should demonstrate how the alignment will protect the Stage 1 railway trail, maintain safe public access, except for management temporary closures, minimise clearing and visual impacts, and preserve the long-term public use of the corridor. Invite the proponents to submit a formal written proposal, including proposed alignments detail, tenure requirements, construction and maintenance agreements, public access agreements, environmental maintenance measures, visual amenity considerations, and any proposed contributions towards Tullis Bridge, the Tullis Beach Trail, and related public infrastructure. Anyone like to speak to this item? Can we put it to a vote? All four, carried 7-0. Item 9.2.3, appointment of Acting Chief Executive Officer. Can I get a mover and a seconder for this item? Councillor Carrots, Councillor Riley. That Council appoints Mr. James Wickens, Executive Manager Development and Community Services, as Acting Chief Executive Officer for the period commencing immediately after the Chief Executive Officer final working day and concluding on 12 October 2026. Somebody like to speak to this item? I'm going to put it to a vote. All four, carried 7-0. Item 9.3.1, payment listing. Can I get a mover and seconder? Councillor McPherson, Councillor Van Heerden. That Council received the list of payments for the month ending 30 June 26 as presented. Anyone wants to speak to the item? Put it to a vote. All four, carried 7-0. Item 9.3.2, financial report. Can I get a mover and a seconder? Councillor Riley, Councillor Kessler. That Council received the financial statements as presented for the period ending 30 June 2026. Can I put it to a vote? All four, carried 7-0. Item 9.3.3, Council Policies Review. Can I get a mover and a seconder to this item? Councillor Kessler, Councillor McPherson. That Council adopts the Council Meeting Recording Policy as presented in Attachment 9.3.3A, adopts the amended Council Member Records Policy as presented in Attachment 9.3.3B. Anyone would like to speak to this item? All four, carried 7-0. As there's no further business, I, Eugene Smalberger, declares the meeting closed at 5:41.